Would you be free of the burden of sin? I think we'd all desperately like to be. And the good news is that that's the very reason that Jesus came to this earth, to set you free. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. What does the road to freedom look like? Not in theory, but in practice. Not in other people's lives, but in your life. Come on, what does it actually look like? Well, here's God's take on your freedom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And our faces aren't covered. We all show the Lord's glory, and we're being changed to be like Him. This change in us brings more and more glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Anyone who's put their trust in Jesus, who lives out a life of faith, believing that He is who He says He is, that He died to pay for their sins, that He rose again to give them a new eternal life, has received the Holy Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, friend, there is freedom. So freedom's not something that you work for or conjure up for yourself. It's a gift from God through His very presence in you every minute of every day for the rest of your days. And that freedom shines out of us as God's glory for others to see as He knocks off our rough edges, softens our hearts, humbles us, heals us, transforms us as He changes us to be like Him. All this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. That's good news because that's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus came to give you victory over your sin and your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.